from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexia reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued yet another warning to North Korea, saying the U.S. military is locked and loaded and prepared to retaliate against Pyongyang if it initiates warfare against the U.S.
I will tell you this. If North Korea does anything in terms of even thinking about attack of anybody that we love or we represent or our allies or us, they can be very, very nervous. I'll tell you what, and they should be very nervous.
The president's warning coming after China said it would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. North Korea has announced a plan to launch ballistic missiles toward the American territory of Guam. China expressing some strong dissatisfaction Friday after a U.S. warship sailed near an artificial island in the disputed South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman saying the ship violated international law, undermining Chinese sovereignty and security, and endangered the safety of frontline personnel. U.S. officials saying the military will continue to sail, to fly, and operate wherever permitted by international law. Officials in Afghanistan say overnight counterterrorism airstrikes by international forces in eastern Nangarhar province have killed at least 16 civilians, including women and children. Sayaz Wali, the top administrator for the Haskamina district, where the casualties occurred, told VOA the airstrike struck a vehicle and a group of civilians in two separate areas. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro saying he wants to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump, who hit him with sanctions denouncing what he called imperialist aggression. The Trump administration has called Maduro a dictator. You're listening to VOA News. As President Donald Trump faces his greatest foreign policy challenge to date in dealing with the North Korean nuclear threat, many supporters, they're happy with his performance and his blunt style in particular. But this test coming in the wake of recent polls that are showing the president's political standing at home weakening because of doubts over his leadership and his stalled domestic agenda. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more from Washington.
The challenge on North Korea comes in the wake of recent polls that show the president's approval rating at home dipping to new lows, even among Republicans. Analyst Larry Sabato.
In the beginning, the vast majority of the people who voted for him strongly supported him, strongly approved his job performance. Now, in most surveys, it's down somewhere between 17 and 24%.
Recent polls show clear majorities of Americans see North Korea as a serious security threat. But only about a third of those polled said they had confidence in the president's ability to deal with the situation. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump's administration considering arming Ukraine with lethal defensive weapons that Kiev could use against Russia-backed separatists. Now, the debate comes as Trump's new envoy on Ukraine, Kurt Volker, is expected to soon visit Russia. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Washington.
Supplying lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine to fend off Russia-backed separatists would mark a turning point in U.S. policy. Until now, only non-lethal military gear has been provided, and critics say a deterrence to further Russian aggression is long overdue. Advocates argue that sending a message of strength would be timely after Moscow retaliated against U.S. sanctions by expelling American embassy staff from diplomatic property and demanding their numbers be reduced by over 700. But opponents worry that supplying lethal weapons to Ukraine could escalate the conflict and provoke retaliation from the Kremlin, which has already denounced the possibility as raising tensions. Russia's comparative military might with Ukraine makes the supply of U.S. weapons more of a political and morale boost for Kiev than a defensive one, note analysts. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Washington.
The commander of Somalia's Custodial Corps, General Hussein Hassan Osman, he survived an apparent assassination attempt. Witnesses saying a man ran after the commander when he stepped out of his car on his way to a mosque inside a prison in Mogadishu. A security guard intercepted the suspect, forcing the attacker to detonate a suicide vest, killing the soldier and wounding three others. Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility for the attack. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.